Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the hee-haw.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran, Donkey of the Day for Friday, March 10th, goes to a young Chicago woman named Yasmin Elder. Now, Yasmin is a ripe 24-year-old woman who got into a fight with her 26-year-old boyfriend, Darius Ellis. Now, nothing wrong with a little altercation with your significant other. You and yours verbally go at it from time to time. It happens, okay? You argue. You both go in other rooms, cool off, come back, watch some Netflix, smoke some weed, have some drinks, have sex, and get back to your relationship. But that's not how things work when you're dating Yasmin Elder. Let's go to CBS Chicago, WWBM-TV for the report.
Prosecutors say Yasmin Elder showed no remorse, and a judge didn't appear to either. After ordering the 24-year-old held on $1 million bond and a first-degree murder charge.
The autopsy revealed the internal injuries to the victim's esophagus and stomach were consistent with chemical burns.
Bleach killed Darius Ellis. Police say Yasmin climbed on top of her boyfriend in a van near 65th and Bishop and doused him with the caustic liquid after an argument.
Poor Darius. His fat-ass girlfriend climbed on top of him and poured bleach down his throat and killed him. Now, this story is near and dear to my heart because last year online, it was a rumor that I, too, Charlamagne Tha God, overdosed on bleach and was rushed to the hospital. Not because I drank it or was forced to drink it, but because I was using it to lighten my skin. Okay, I got the headline right here. It says, Charlamagne Tha God hospitalized after swallowing Clorox to bleach his skin. Okay, over the weekend, after he accidentally swallowed Clorox while bleaching his skin. Okay, he says, he paid us handsomely to keep it between us and him, said one hospital EMT who claims he helped save the host's life. Lucky for him, TMZ PAPs are already banned from our hospital, or this would have been everywhere. There have been multiple pictures where people have claimed the radio host has bleached his skin, to which he has violently replied to his co-host, Angela Yee. Violently replied?
Wow.
Let's hear that exchange and see if it sounds violent. Get the f*** in the truck. I bet you get in that mother truck, though.
I bet you will, too.
Yeah, I am, but you get in there first.
I bet you're going to bleach your skin later.
I bet you I won't. Get out the f***ing car, Angela Yee. Get the f*** out.
Who are you talking to?
Get the f*** out. I bet you get out.
You little beige bitch.
Let me continue.
You got a little crazy.
Let me continue reading the story. While he says his skin lighter color is due to a dermatologist, you can't help but think the trash-talking radio host is denying all claims because he can't take the heat that would come to him succumbing to society's pressures to be lighter-skinned. Charlamagne returned to the Breakfast Club to work this morning and never mentioned his near-death experience or the fact that he looks to be suffering from the same thing Michael Jackson struggled with right before he was accused of messing with those kids. Okay? End quote. So, yes, when I saw this story about Darius Elder, it hurt my heart. I felt for the young man because he actually died the way a lot of you out there hope and pray I go out, okay? When that fake story about me last year dropped, I saw people out there reposting, hoping and praying it was true. Luckily for me, it wasn't. Sadly for Darius Ellis, it was. Now, Yasmin Elder is being held on first-degree murder, and I'm just here to tell you youngins two things that you need to take away from this situation because we have to learn from the mistakes of others. One, if you're a regular size human being, don't date someone fatter than you. Because when they get on top of you, you are at their mercy. Can we play the end of that clip, just the end of it?
Attorneys noted the couple's weight difference.
The defendant is 5'3", 207 pounds, while the victim is 5'7", 130 pounds.
This is science, people. If you're a regular size weight, don't date someone fatter than you, because when they get on top of you, you are at their mercy. And number two, no man or woman is worth a murder charge. I don't care what y'all arguing about. Walk away if you feel like it's going to get to that level. Okay, don't throw your life away for somebody else. Sometimes you need to walk away, not to make someone else realize how worthy you are, but for you to understand and acknowledge your own self-worth. When you know your own self-worth, you won't go trying to kill people throwing your life away because they don't appreciate you. Please give Yasmin Elder the biggest hee-haw.
The Breakfast Club.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.